Well, Dan, we've got a gentleman sitting right next to us who we visited.
That's right.
And we're shocked at what he and his family have gone through, and he's kind enough to come in here and tell our listeners his story.
Vince Paracchio joining us. He's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And, Vince, we could not believe,
could
as
not
you know,
believe.
When Brad and I visited your home and we saw the foundation, the size of the cracks, we were able to insert our fingers into the cracks. Yours is the house where you could see the door frame buckling, the door buckling. You can actually, there's light coming through one crack
That's
on
right.
the foundation. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's talk about the foundation
well,
that's crumbling.
Well, I can tell you this. We can't believe it either. Never in my wildest dreams or our wildest dreams did we think we'd be in a situation like this. Buying our dream home. And then years later, finding out that we, a couple of years ago, actually finding out that we have this problem. Imagine sitting in your home or sleeping at night and hearing a bang and then getting up, going downstairs and finding a crack that's 2 inches long. And the basement foundation is about 8 feet, 8.5 feet from the top to the bottom of the floor. And that's what we go through a few times, more than a few times every year. In the last couple of 6 months. Imagine all your electrical lights going flickering on and off because, and you don't know why, and then you go in the basement and you look that the electrical box has fallen totally off of the wall.
We
and
saw,
you had to call an electrician to come in and put the panel back up. Okay. Imagine putting mouse traps downstairs because of the cracks and rodents and seepage of water coming in and having to repair those all the times. You know, I've gone, and my wife also, I've gone from being disheartened to pure anger, at least of my, and incensed by the lack of response from the legislature in this state and actually not doing anything, voting for folks that give us what I call feel-good politics, which is smile, shake your hand, walk away, and do nothing that is quantifiable to help the homeowners. The state of Connecticut created this problem. And how did they create it? Back in 2003, when Linda went to the state and said, hey, I think we have a problem here. Can we do something about it? A bunch of people got together, met, Linda was there, legislators, attorneys, everybody else, and then walked away and did nothing. If somebody back in 2003 or 5 or 6 or 7 would have approached us and said, you know what, you have pyrotite in your basement or you have a problem with your foundation, then I would have had some sort of recourse to go back and sue J.J. Motis. Okay, because I would have been well within the statute of limitations. Now, to add insult to injury, the state of Connecticut says I can't sue them. And now I'm in litigation with the insurance company, and we're stuck. Okay, we have probably 6 months before one of our foundation walls is probably going to breach and collapse on us. And then we still have a mortgage. And we're going to have to go on and find a place to live, whether it's an apartment or a rental house. And that adds expenses to everything.
How much was the house, and how long do you believe? Because when we talked to you that day, and Dan and I left, it was awful the way we felt. I mean, you have no idea. I thought about it all day and into the night as well.
I could not imagine what
you've been through.
Yeah, I think we've probably got a good 6 months before we have to physically move out of the house. We've already started the process where, and Tim has been nice enough to volunteer and get some folks together to come over to our house and start moving some of the things that are in the basement. Because, you know, if you can imagine, after 25 years of living in a home, you got a lot of stuff. You know, that you have to move out.
It's a beautiful home, too.
Thank you.
Beautiful
thank
home.
You.
Sure
thank
is.
You. And, you know, we're not like these folks that want to abandon Connecticut, okay? We want to stay here and fight. We want this resolved. And that's why I get so incensed by listening to some of these politicians, these legislators that basically are not doing anything for us. At least let's start somewhere where we can help some folks out.
Well, and I think that's, we were talking before during the break, one of the aggravating things, and there's many aggravating facets to the story, is they're not even starting to do anything.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly. There's nothing is happening, and I, you know, from some of the things that I've read in the paper and online, it's like we're being held hostage by some folks in the legislature because they want a certain part of their agenda passed, and they won't work on this issue unless they get what they want in the budget. Now, to be fair, there are some folks in the legislature that are working hard to resolve this issue because they understand it, and they may have the issue themselves.
All right. Now, I know there are people in our audience who are probably asking, what would you like the legislature to do? What would you like the administration to do?
Personally, they should never have changed the wording in insurance. Insurance companies are not in the habit of changing wording in their policies unless it benefits them. They have many, many smart people there, actuaries, attorneys, whatever. So to me, I think the insurance companies, and I can't prove anything, knew something was coming down the pike. Because you don't change language in a policy just for the heck of it. What I'd like to see, going back to your question, what I would like to see is the legislature pass some sort of bill that helps the folks out here that have a problem right now with some monies going to them, whatever that money could be. And also, I think the insurance, they need to force the insurance companies to step up and contribute to this problem, okay? Because they're the ones that, in my estimation, should be footing the whole thing, should be paying for everything. You know why you buy insurance.
You know what happened? Looking at this as a reporter, okay, what happened is somebody in the insurance industry in this state convinced somebody in elective office to sign that paper. So responsible.
You are absolutely correct, but nobody seems to know who that someone
is.
That leads me to the next question. Should there be a federal investigation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Somebody should be investigated for something. This is just absolute craziness. Everything that we have read, everything that has been said on TV, all the news reports that we know where the substance came from, what quarry, what cement company poured it, J.J. Motis, and everything else that is associated with it, and we're being held hostage. That's how I feel. Like, I have no recourse. I can't sue anybody. The state has told us outright, I can't sue Becker Construction, and I cannot sue J.J. Motis. Why is that?